What's up, everybody? This is Aaron Carter with The Weekend Bang. Are you a lonely person? Do you like to have friends? Or do you like just killing your friends? Well, that's what we're talking about today. Single player, multiplayer, and co-op on The Weekend Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. Follow us on Twitter at VideoGameBang and tell us all about it there. And then give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. Head back over to Nerd Reactor and pick up one of our $20 Video Game Bang shirts and be the coolest person on your block. Or not. Actually, yeah, just go ahead and do that. Check out some of our archived podcasts with Chris Arbogast on the last episode talking about Nyko and what they got coming up in the works. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and Zune. Leave some comments and questions and concerns because I know you got them and we'd love to hear them. Now sit back and relax and listen to this week's very special episode of The Weekend Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's up, everybody? It's The Weekend Bang here, ready to bang you in so many different ways.
Oh, yeah.
Brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to?
Apparently you banging them. That's...
Yeah, I think they're still chewing on you saying you're going to bang them.
In so many different ways. Don't forget that one.
In so many different ways.
I mean, you can't just bang them one way. You heard his voice, everybody. He is here, he is queer, and he's ready to steer the computer while we're going through all these topics. His name is Corey Vincent.
Hey!
Wow. That's, I guess, appropriate. Next one, down the line, you heard the chuckle, you heard the laugh, and he's full of gas.
Yeah, I just had Wendy's.
Steven Gutierrez.
Hello, everybody.
Do you have chili?
No, I should have.
Yeah.
But then it would have been bad news for all you guys.
And here with a very smart hat that's not on his head right now.
Gotta wear the headphones.
Yeah, that is true. David Gondo Ing.
Hello, everyone.
I don't know if everybody knows your nickname. We always just assumed people did, and we just kept calling you that.
Well, I know you did.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're the only one in the room that actually calls me that on the show.
Well, first of all, that's because that's out of a sign of respect.
It's also because you don't want to have to remember multiple names.
I am not good with names. That is, we have gone
on. He said, you're right, Kevin. I am not good.
Let's see. NerdReactor.com brought to you. Yeah, that's right. Now, let's see internal news. There's some things going on in the works, everybody. I got an email from our editor-in-chief, John Wedden, about a video game that he was like, who wants to take this? It's a retro-style video game. But I snatched it. Only because... you guys remember the games Monkey Island?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of point-click adventure type of stuff. You ever play any of those games, Gordon?
Walking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah, Walking Dead is the same, in the same vein, but I'm talking about graphically as well. Those 2D type of, you know, old school. Yeah, it's one of those type of games, and,
Yeah, Putt-Putt.
Who?
Putt-Putt.
I've never even heard of Putt-Putt.
A little purple car. You go on adventures.
What?
You're like too, a kid's game.
You're a little old, I think.
I'm a little old?
Yeah, I think.
How am I a little old to not know what it is?
Well, I mean, it wasn't in your demographic. You're already...
Yeah, you were kind of too old for it, probably.
Well, anyway, I'm going to be reviewing one of these games soon, but there's an embargo, so I can't really talk about it until the 10th, apparently.
Wow.
I know, which I don't understand.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Does this game really have that huge of a...
That's why I'm saying this, because it's like the graphics are old, the gameplay looks old.
Don't talk about it!
Yeah, and they're like, wait, hold it off till the 10th. So I'm going to keep everybody in suspense, even on the name of the game, actually. Not even going to tell you guys. I actually wanted to see if I can stream some of this stuff, but I think the embargo covers that as well.
Yeah, sure, an embargo would cover
stream
that.
An embargo.
Darn it. I guess I will keep my word and everybody. NerdReactor.com, thank you for that gym. Today's episode, we're going into the deep discussion that we almost went into last episode. There are three type of games out there. I take that back. There are three ways to play a game out there. I take that back again.
Forget everything I said.
Wait.
There's many, many, many ways.
That's why I'm taking.
You can play them
back.
With a cat. You can play them in a hat. You can play
them
with a fox.
On a train.
That's terrible. Think about an episode we did a long time ago. We did the history of video games.
Yes.
And we went from the beginning to our current, or what we thought was going to be the future, because that was before the other systems and stuff were really, really hit or anything like that. One of the first games that everybody, you know, considers the first game is Pong. You could probably go back in history and find that there was something else, you know, I don't know, whatever it was. Yeah, but yeah, Pong was the real, you know, you got your virtual tennis basically on there. And Pong, for a lot of older people, you know, that's their first game, and they remember it playing versus somebody else on their Atari or, you know, whatever system that it was on. And it was two people. They sat down, and they were like, this is a competition. I'm not physically strong. I'm not physically fast. I'm not smart. But in this world, we are equals. You have a stick. I have a stick. There's one ball. Let's get it on.
Balls and sticks.
And that's where video game competition started. You can even look at the video game esports right now. You can say it goes back to them.
I want to see the esport for Pong.
Oh, my God.
How intense it is.
Millions would probably be up on the line. But I bring that up only because we're talking about single player, multiplayer, and co-op. I read a lot of articles online where people were like, is multiplayer taking over the single player campaign? You got your Call of Duties, where multiplayer is the main focus on there, and your single player is erased.
Essentially.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, it's still there to some degree. But then you have your Game of the Year games, like Last of Us, which are single player focused. So they're still out there, you know?
Yeah.
And you rarely actually see games that are multiplayer focused as Game of the Year. And then you have your, which in my opinion, your redheaded stepchild, the co-op.
Yeah.
Where co-op just seems to be left to blend in with multiplayer sometimes.
And there is a difference between multiplayer
and we're gonna co-op. We're gonna go over all of that. That's good segue. The first question of the day for everybody: what's the difference between multiplayer and co-op?
I didn't even read my notes.
Yeah, he didn't even read the notes, but he went on there. Single player. Gondo, what is your definition of a single-player game?
Single-player game?
Single-player game. That's the easiest question in the world.
Something you play by yourself.
Yes.
Traditionally, it's
story-oriented. With nobody
around
you in a dark room.
Corey, what is your definition of multiplayer?
Multiplayer, for me, is multiple players playing the same game.
Mm.
Either remotely or local.
Either remotely. I like how you
competitively, though.
Competitively, okay. Yeah. And the last one. Steven, what's co-op?
Co-op would be either, because now with online, either local or online play where you guys are either going through a story or doing some type of mission-based objectives together through the game to advance.
You could use the word cooperatively if you
wanted
to.
Yes, cooperatively.
You can't use the word in its own definition.
Best examples. Let's see some best examples of the single player game. I guess we already went through Last of Us,
Knights of the Old Republic.
You know what? Let's lock it down to just single players. Last of Us had multiplayer in it too, right?
I don't know. I didn't play it.
I could have swore it had some type of multiplayer aspect to it.
I'm not sure it did.
Mm.
I don't think so. To be honest with you, the only person that played.
Good single player games. Knights of the Old Republic is very good.
Mass Effect.
First two. Yes.
I haven't even tried the multiplayer on 3 yet.
You're missing out.
It's amazing.
Do you think anyone's even playing it?
I haven't.
Yes.
So if you want to play it.
Yes. They came out with like so much DLC for that. The Fallout series.
Oh, Fallout. Yeah.
That's like one of your huge ones right there.
Skyrim.
Yeah.
And then we move on.
Elder Scrolls games.
Yes. All the Elder Scrolls games. Until apparently I just had Gerald tell me what happened to everybody getting on Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah,
we did show after show after show. Oh, yeah, I'll bang that as soon as it comes out. And nothing.
You know, and I think it was, we played it a little bit at E3.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you think?
Well, we played the competitive thing. We just played like a battle arena.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it didn't even feel like
It felt so clunky to
me. Yeah, it felt, and maybe because I don't like using keyboard and mouse for that type of game. And it was definitely action based. Whenever we were out there,
it was action based, but the hit markers were
so off.
So
yeah,
like I was swinging at air.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell. Am I hitting this
exactly?
Person? But I'm sure dying.
What was crazy is the Asian girl next to me. she was in it. Like, she was like, I'm going to win. Like, just so hardcore in it. And I was just looking at her like, and I could tell she was on the opposite team as me. And when she came around towards me, she was just like hardcore trying to like just kill me. And she did multiple times. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And then she stood up and she's like, yeah, I do a YouTube channel. I have an account where I, you know, play this. And I was like, okay, good Lord. Calm yourself, lady. Calm yourself. This is just E3.
And you didn't get a number?
No, I didn't get a number.
Seems
I
was way right up your alley.
Did you get a YouTube channel?
Terrified. No, I didn't get a YouTube channel either. She said it, and if I had photographic or whatever, good memory, I would have known by now, but I do not. So, multiplayer specific games. What example of those?
Oh, multiplayer specific.
Can I count Call of Duty?
Titanfall?
Multiplayer specific, right?
That's true.
Are you looking for just a game that's only multiplayer, a game that
I'm
is
looking for? I'm looking for multiplayer specific with your definition. You said local or online, multiple people playing competitively.
So your Call of Duties.
So that's an African one. Yeah, that has a single player. It started off as single player.
Single player, but nobody plays it for single player.
But it still has a single player in it. You can't just call it a multiplayer game, only exclusive.
I don't think
they do make them.
Do they produce?
They do produce them. Games such as...
Titanfall is the one that comes to mind.
You talking about like MMO
Titanfall?
Type games? Like
No. See, Titanfall is one example.
Plants vs. Zombies.
Plants vs. Zombies.
Garden Warfare thing.
The Garden Warfare, that's another example. I'm even counting when they put you against bots. Because still, nonetheless, that's just for, you know... the multiplayer. That's just putting you in a multiplayer type of setting just with computers because you have no friends. That's what that is. Other games like Unreal Tournament.
Okay.
That's Team a huge
Fortress.
One.
Yeah.
Team Fortress. MOBAs. You might as well just throw those bad boys all in the category right there. You guys play all that type of stuff. Now, co-op games. Co-op specific games. That's where it gets a little sketchy.
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead is one of them. That's the first one.
Borderlands.
Borderlands. That's another one.
Dead Island.
Dead Island is a very good one. New one coming out that looks exactly the same. Did you guys see that new trailer for the
Dying Light?
The Dying Light one, yeah.
Not the new trailer, no.
I'm sorry. Not Dying Light. There's a Dead Island game.
The Escape from Dead Island.
The Escape from Dead Island. That looks totally different.
Yeah.
They're going for a whole new like survival horror look or whatever like that. No, nobody. Okay.
I've seen the cover, but I didn't know if it was real or not.
Yeah, that's part of their lore, right? You don't know what's real and what's fake in the...
Is it?
Yeah, because they had like a scene where he's on the beach and there's zombies everywhere, but then crates just start falling out of the sky. And he's like, I don't know what's real and all that type of stuff. He's like really on one or
just
whatever.
Unicorns are prancing through this field of zombies.
I did a small poll on our personal page to see what everybody, to see what people preferred, multiplayer or single player or both. And the consensus was pretty much 100% or both. They want everything. Why do you guys want everything in your game?
I don't necessarily want one game that has both single player and multiplayer, but I enjoy playing a mix of single player games and multiplayer games.
I think we have we like options because one of my favorite franchises of all time, Halo, has all three and does all three extremely well. You can play the campaign single player and get your full single player isolated experience. You could bump up the difficulty and jump up with a crew of up to four of your friends and run through the campaign or then jump into multiplayer matchmaking and, you know, murder people.
Murder people, that's what we call it. Just murder people. So nobody thinks one is better than the other, right?
Well...
No,
it depends on the mood.
Depends on the mood.
Yeah.
When did games
Sometimes
become a
you
mood?
You want to light a candle?
I think
some Barry White,
jacking off or something like that.
to be honest with you, like I'm more like if it has both, perfect. Like that's fine. But I'd rather play a game that's just single player than only strictly multiplayer.
Why is that though?
Because to me, single player games like they have better stories and details, so they're more interesting. Because after a while, you play the same Titanfall, for example. You keep playing that; it's the same thing over and over and over. You're not really there's no overall story or anything being told. It's just kill these guys, jump in a mech, whatever. So after a while, you get burnt out. But with the story, it's like you're kind of immersed in that world. So I'd rather play like Last of Us over Titanfall. You know, like just if I had a pick.
Because you want that story, yeah, is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Hmm. I feel you on that one. I definitely get sometimes like that, only with my Fallout series, actually. I don't think I really care too much to have another person in there, even though I always go and get companions and stuff like that. I mean, they're still NPCs, but I could give or take do without it. But I mean, that's only for like a small fraction of the games and stuff like that. Multiplayer. Can multiplayer or co-op be inserted to any genre? That is the biggest question. We have these small debates all the time on Skype. Javier, Gerald.
Those are the two biggest guys. That
biggest, hugest. They're, and they, and it's always against me. I say, and this is what I firmly believe, and this is why we have a huge list of different type of genres to go through, that co-op, this is my theory.
Oh God, here we go.
And you can disagree. I actually welcome you.
Get ready to riot, everybody.
I welcome you to disagree with me.
This is the draft all over again.
I firmly believe that in every game genre that there is, co-op can be achieved and even done well. Anybody disagree with that statement?
I would say that it can be. I would not say that it has been done in every genre yet.
Very true. Steven?
Monkeys could fly out of my butt.
Wow.
I'm just going to jump in there and say it. Yeah. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
First of all, what are you eating? To have monkeys
clearly flying monkeys.
Fly out of your butt. I think it can be done. I think it could be achieved. Because I can't think of any game that would be like pointless or difficult without it. Like, because even if you take a game like the Impossible game, where it's just a little block jumping over triangles, if you put two people in that, it would be fun. Look at that Flappy Bird MMO that they came out with.
That was more of your multiplayer, though, like just competitive.
But,
yeah,
you know, like you add other people into the mix of the game,
mm-hmm,
it's still pretty interesting. Like,
and this is the big fear. This is, or no, go ahead, Corey. Do you?
I don't think it could be done truly in a horror genre.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that genre.
I think horror in horror games, co-op. Horror games and like psychological thriller games play off of your own paranoia in the room.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can have two people paranoid in the same room.
I personally think it would be if I'm a developer and I'm developing a horror game and I can get both of you two scared at the same time, that's a personal achievement for me. Like,
no, because I mean,
just accomplished a great goal.
If you separate, even if you're two people in the same game, like there's games where they'll like separate you and you'll be alone by yourself. And then that like feels intense. Like,
well,
okay, you're scared.
This is how we'll start.
I can see
this.
What Steven's saying. I could see if they came up with some sort of,
yeah, and then make it like puzzles.
But
so,
it would have to be an online multiplayer, because if I'm sitting in the same room as David and we're both, you know, doing the same game and he's in a different room, we're going to be talking the whole time. Like, what do you see? What do you see? Oh, there's a big fucking thing, yeah, over here. Oh, you
can. Especially if it's split screen and you know what they're
seeing. I don't know. I played Gears of War 1 in the very beginning and I played split screen and there was a scene that made me and the guy I was playing with, David Martinez, jump. And it was the very first time, whatever that giant bruiser character bust through a wall. Never seen him before in your life. We're playing on a big screen, 42-inch TV, split screen. The cutscene just cuts it to one and like one image or whatever. And he comes busting through the wall and then boom, we're like, holy crap. Like that shocked the crap out of us, you know? So, I mean, I think it's laziness, if anything.
Because you know what? They haven't done it well because most survival horror games or whatever, they're sequels when they put co-op. Look at Resident Evil. Look at Dead Space. It was more, mm-hmm, action oriented than it was that root survival horror. But if they come out with a new like game and it's survival horror, but there's two people instead of one, I think it could be done well if it's like fresh and new. And then
the biggest argument that Gerald and Javier have all the time is
against co-op in games
and why they don't want co-op in their games, why they don't want even multiplayer in their games, is it takes development time away from the single player. So it's like you're developing this game, and then you have to take a small amount of your time that you would have put into the story that you love so much, or the mechanics that you love so much, just so you can build this separate world for these separate people to play versus each other.
That argument makes a little bit of sense, but at the same time, I don't think it's impossible for like developers. It's kind of, that's not the true reason, because if they could, if they wanted to add development time, do both extremely well. But I think their argument of that it takes away from this is because of the nature of the industry itself, not necessarily like one thing immediately causes the other, just because the games are, development times are getting shorter and shorter. Like, we're finding out about games right before they're coming out. Right.
That's true. We're getting like a lot of information for, you know, before they even hit the market and stuff like that. So
if the team wanted to go into an extended development, they could allocate the appropriate amount of time, but they just don't.
I think my ultimate goal by the end of this episode as well is to get all of you people to say co-op game is better than any single player game.
No.
And I've got some tricks. And also some tactics in the thing as well.
Well, I don't know. That's kind of
it's a bold statement. Tough. I know it's a bold statement
because I'm a big fan of cooperative games.
Uh huh.
But I do love the single player.
Yeah, I understand. You just said that before. You know, your story and all. La la la.
I mean, I think I love them equally, which is very good.
Don't try to do the children thing on there. You want one kid over the other. I know it. Everybody does. Your parents love Denise more than they love you.
Wow, is that really
it's
his Claire.
Sister's
name?
It's Claire.
He's gonna start blasting my family members. Seriously, is that
cold,
how it
man.
Is?
So right here, I have a list of a whole bunch of different genres that we actually have in the world today, and we're gonna go through them, and we're gonna decide whether they should stay multiplayer. I mean, stay single player, or you can actually insert some type of co-op form into them. We're going to start with the shooter category. We all know shooters. They've done it hundreds of times. Call of Duty, you just said Halo, all that, blah, blah, blah. First-person shooters. Now, we already have them out in the world for co-op. It's kind of simple cut and paste whenever you do that. Take Monster A, take player 1 and 2, they shoot Monster A together.
Yeah.
That's basic co-op. But it's become very repetitive all over the same. Think of what's the most unique game you can think of that's a first-person shooter that has co-op in it.
Portal.
Is it really a shooter? Or is it a puzzle
game?
Kind
of. You're shooting portals.
Gondo, puzzle or shooter?
I would be more tempted to call it a platformer.
What? You're just going to throw both our answers out of the damn window. I'm going to call it an RPG.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to go with. Thanks for the split decision there, Gondo.
You're welcome. Anytime.
First person shooter.
Yeah, okay, it's not a shooter.
Yeah, they don't have any uniqueness like in there. And you know what? If any developers are listening right now, you might get some ideas from this episode. So get your pen and pencils out and paper. I guess you would need paper as well.
Get your ink and quill and start writing.
But first-person shooters, I mean, they've, like I said, they've done them plenty of times. I don't know what more they can do to make that better. Co-op, in the shooting category, we have massively multiplayer online shooters. I went to the Sony's booth, and I got to see, why am I blanking on the name of the stupid game?
H1N1?
The zombie one?
No, not H1N1.
Or Z1.
No. The other shooter that's already out for the computer.
Warface, Planetside.
Planetside 2 for the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
I win forget? Again, Corey.
Yeah.
You have, like, every piece of swag they could
I truly
you.
Do. I really do. Like, on my thumbsticks
at home.
You're
wearing a Planetside sweater.
Yeah, right now. He doesn't remember
it. They literally bought my whole fandom, really. Because I walked out of that building with, like, a hat, wristbands, t-shirt.
You would look at him and think he was, like, an employee.
They really did. But I downloaded that game on the PC. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, massively online shooter. So as soon as I walk out, though, I get sniped in the head. Like, no lie. I walk out of the training facility and it's live right into combat. Boom, you're down.
So
and I was like,
spawn camping?
Yes. Like, massively spawn camping. Because I respawned like 4 times and I was getting shot.
Terrible.
All the time.
That's bull.
So I'm like, they've got to fix that if they want some type of, I don't know, like, enjoyment out of a massively multiplayer shooter. Like, that's too easy.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Light gun shooters, you really can't too much put co-op because it's already co-op. You got two people standing next to each other with little fake plastic guns.
Yeah, that's as co-op as it gets.
Tactical shooters is where co-op
I'd go as far as to say in those light gun shooters, you're kind of, I'd feel strange playing it alone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You're going to sit at an arcade by yourself there, Steven?
First of all, I have put double quarters in it and dual wielded.
Wow.
Sir, in a theater.
I can just see him theater, doing that. Just,
boom, boom, boom. That's actually difficult.
He's got a denim jacket wrapped around his waist.
Dual wielding. I was John Woo.
Like, does he have like one of those open change belts on?
Yeah, he has a change belt, a fanny pack.
Oh my gosh. That is the saddest. Saddest.
It was
video
awesome.
Game glasses on.
Yeah.
Wow.
A crazy part hat. Is they were shotguns.
That's terrible.
No, they weren't shotguns. It was for Time Crisis, I think, 3?
I mean, I always see the one that has the one gun on it, but it's always by itself and empty.
Yeah, nobody plays
Meanwhile,
that one.
Time Crisis is fun because you're doing it with your buddy. Like,
yeah.
That's fun.
What was the one where you can actually, like, move? And
I think that was Time Crisis.
Was that Time Crisis? You can dodge out
you
of the
step
way.
Step on the little foot pedal.
Yeah.
The one
yeah.
with the pad that you actually, like, shift your weight.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you can stand on the whole thing and then, like, move.
I think it was,
and
like, police simulator. It's like a police academy.
Because that's what police go through all the time.
Yeah.
Like, they go through all that stuff.
Called.
They have to stand planted
and
they
not
have to
shoot,
move.
And not learn to not shoot grandma as she's walking through the middle
exactly.
of the battlefield.
Exactly.
It's like these bad guys are popping up from these crates and one big boobed girl's like, woo!
I know, right? And you accidentally shoot her and, oh, she slowly falls
And then
down.
For somehow you lose a life for that.
it's called showing kids responsibility. Don't shoot random people
or you die.
Tactical shooters is the brightest example in a shooter category where co-op shines, because I mean, you got Rainbow Six Vegas, you got
that Rainbow Six Siege, which looks
that new
amazing.
Rainbow Six Siege, which I don't know how that didn't land on any of the last episode's top games.
Oh yeah, did it not?
No,
I think it might have been best first person shooter.
Really?
I think it might have
it
been.
It wasn't Evolve?
No. We can go back, but I'll fact check that.
I didn't listen to the show, so I can tell you.
Last ones in the shooter category, we have rail shooters. As everybody knows, rail shooters are just the same as like the light gun shooters. Actually, did on the PS3, did they change up light gun shooters where you can actually move around? Didn't they have like a thumbstick on back of the orange one?
For the Time Crisis 3 that came out?
Yeah.
They did, but I don't know what you could have used that for. I didn't play with it.
I thought you could move around a little bit with that one.
You might be able to.
And then third-person shooters, they have plenty of shining examples for, you know, co-op type of things. Gears of War. But shooters are so bland. There's no way anybody think of a way to really mix up shooters to where we can get some type of enjoyment from it, and it's not just go to point A, point B, shooting things. Because even Borderlands, to some extent, got to that point.
I like what they're doing with Destiny, throwing in the MMO factor.
Okay.
I think that'll shake it up a little bit. But on top of that, I mean, what can you do?
That's what I was going to ask.
The wheel has been created.
You can't really... I don't think you can really change the person, like the first-person shooter... I think you have to change the environment of the game.
Like, you have to
play. Now you're shooting things in space.
Wow.
Like, I don't think they can really do anything with the actual like core elements.
They give you all guns, but all you can do is hit people with them.
That's stupid.
You're throwing guns.
You throw the guns.
That's so
they did that in Borderlands, kind of. Let's see. Best PC game. V3 was given to Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
Okay, yeah. That's one definitely to look out for.
A little love.
The tactical elements of it, the shooting
great.
Through everything, you know, shooting through walls and doors. And the way he breached from the floor that was the roof of the basement. Oh, my gosh. What did I mean?
The roof of the floor of the basement?
Well, the roof of the floor of the basement?
No, your house is, man.
Excuse me.
You can tell who's lived in an apartment his whole life.
Yeah, because if you breach the apartment floor, you just go into somebody else's freaking house. It's ridiculous, everybody. So how long will it take before this really just gets bland and we should stop playing them?
I don't think
we'll
start playing them.
The way that they keep it fresh, though, is by combining it with other genres.
Yeah, like, look at, really,
so
Destiny, all it is a mix of Halo and Borderlands,
RPG.
Like two games that were awesome in their own right come together and then say, oh, it's an MMO. It's a MMO.
Yes. I guess except. Yeah, but we'll have to find out whenever that one actually comes out, though, to see if it's any good.
Hopefully it won't ESO us.
What is ESO?
Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, well, see, I don't know if that really ESO does. I don't know. Stick around because we have plenty more categories to discuss over the co-op multiplayer single player flame war, I guess you can call it.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Ace from Strife. Hey, head on over to strife.com, grab yourself a beta key for some of our closed testing. And you know what? Tell them Ace sent you. And while you're at it, listen to the Video Game Bang podcast. Peace.
Like Dead Island, where you, instead of a gun, you have a baseball bat.
And I think that was the most refreshing after a while.
But then even that still kind of...
Do you consider Skyrim? I mean, it's a first-person RPG, but... I mean, but see, you that consider one, you it a shooter? You're shooting magic.
You can shoot spells, yeah.
First-person combat.
Yeah, that's a tough one because it's just like...
You're going to get Mortal Kombat
if you change the type. Welcome back, everybody, to the Weekend Bang.
The Fighter Within is what that's going to end up being.
Oh, God.
Welcome back to the Weekend Bang where we're discussing single-player versus multiplayer versus coop.
I want a single-player fighting game.
What? You have that.
A single player fighting game?
That's like every game, isn't it? You just press start and go play by yourself.
No.
You want a shadow boxing game?
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
That's
the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Next category that we're going to try to interject ourselves onto, action adventure. Now, this is where it gets really, really in-depth. And we're going to really figure out if co-op is, will sink or swim in these type of categories. Action adventure, we have stealth games. Stealth games have been done before, of course, hundreds of times. This Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell
is, I guess,
the shining, you know, champion of the stealth games.
How dare you.
What would you say?
Metal Gear.
But that,
really?
Did they ever do a multiplayer Metal Gear?
I remember running around just shooting everything.
Multiplayer. Yeah, but the whole thing is based off stealth. Like,
is it? Because I shot everybody.
You put a box
problem.
Over your head and you crawl around.
Because you can beat that game
because
without
computers
being insane.
Are the dumbest thing ever. That's a box. Okay. It was there before. It was there. Somebody must have clearly picked it up and moved it while I was walking around. Co-op. Did they ever have a co-op in the Metal Gear that focused on stealth? Because I know they had that four-player co-op on the PS.
Oh, yeah, the Peace Walker.
Yes, Peace of Walker.
That was the only, I think, cooperative Metal Gear that they came out with.
And what was the other game that we said?
For stealth?
Splinter Cell, right?
Splinter Cell. There was Dishonored.
Dishonored was stealth?
Yeah, it was a stealth game.
Would you consider Assassin's Creed stealth?
Yeah, that's another Assassin's Creed.
And as we can see, Ubisoft is going with co-op on that one on their latest one with Assassin's Creed Unity.
Which ought to be
Unity!
Four players, which is kind of a lot.
Amazeballs.
Because you're already amazing as an assassin, just killing an entire army, and then there's going to be four of you? How are they going to balance that?
Bigger
armies coming after
More bad guys.
So we do definitely agree that stealth games can definitely be put into co-op mode, right?
They can.
And done well.
I had a lot of fun on Splinter Cell. What was it? Dual Ops or?
I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember which one. What they called it?
Was
exactly.
It in Conviction?
Yeah, I think it was Conviction. The one that was based on the two guys.
Yeah.
I like that one too. Actually, that was actually pretty fun.
I never played it, but I heard it was good. They did a lot of videos with those.
The
two characters,
right,
and
that's
they did
right.
Like their own little red versus blue type thing.
It was hilarious.
Did you ever play that, Gondo?
I did not.
He did not. And there you have it.
I know. I played Metal Gear, the Peace Walker. That was co-op. That was actually really fun. It definitely felt like the same single player game just with two people, and it was like in stages. It wasn't. Like,
what did you think when you played single player on that Conviction?
In that one,
did you miss the co-op in that when you went back? Or
yeah, a little bit. There was just an extra little unpredictability thing because you know what you're going to get going into something stealth. Alone, like your anxiety goes kind of high trying to stay hidden, but then when you have a friend you kind of just blow off some steam, you can make more mistakes. It was fun. I'd say equally
fun.
Yeah,
they did a thing in the Splinter Cell where they had the versus mode in their multiplayer where it was the spies versus mercs.
Yep,
that was actually pretty cool. And then I like the fact that they actually had you with your headset. If you spoke, they could hear you. If you were in a certain
proximity. I love proximity chat. I think that is brilliant.
For video games. For video games. Yeah, yes, yes. Not for like MMOs or something like that. That sucks. The big one, survival horror games. Co-op in this one?
No.
No.
I think you can do it.
Gondo? Split decision?
I don't think it's
big. Yeah, both of you.
I like RPGs.
I mean, yeah, I think it's possible.
It's possible. It's Corey, possible. Your definition of why it's not?
I don't think that you can scare two people at the same time. I don't think the
Have you ever seen a Jason movie?
Yes.
He scares two people all the time.
Yeah, but that's... It's.
Have you ever seen that Paranormal Activity, like where the people are in the theater and it's filming them?
Yeah.
You see them jump? That's like they're a whole next, group of people.
They're next to each other. Yeah, they're next to each other the whole time.
That's rigged.
You can't scare... It's impossible to scare two people.
I mean, yeah. That's a group.
Well, but you give two people gun. I mean, even look at Dead Space 3.
Okay, that's a like action game.
Yeah, but look where it started and then where it went. That's like everything wrong with the horror genre. Like the whole part of every very good horror game that I've played is when they take away your control. Like
yeah.
If you put me in a game with a bazooka, I'm not going to be scared of shit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to run around and start spamming grenades.
What if they put you in a game?
In a game.
Where you get you get one gun for two people.
One bullet.
The other guy only has like a small knife, and it's like you have to like go back and forth, like switching, like trading the gun.
Still,
and like you won't find another pistol.
I'm still on the point where if I have any weapon in a survival horror game, I'm.
You have two bullets.
Looking back.
One for you, one for your friend.
I know. And you have to make the decision. You have to make the decision right off the bat.
Who's it going to be? I shoot you and then shoot myself.
That would be actually a very interesting game. The game could be 5 minutes long or it can be, you know, 8 hours or whatever.
How's it
going
to work?
When I played Silent Hill, the very first Silent Hill, and looking back at the graphics now, it's like, how would you ever be scared of this crap? I played it in a dark room on the PC, actually, because we had like an emulator. And it was me and a group of friends, and it was like we were all focused on this one player game and stuff. And like there were times in that game where it's like I can't even look at the screen. Like the suspense was building so much that it was just like I don't even know what's about to come next. And then like there was one scene where you're opening a locker and it just does that small creak that, and I was like, what's behind the stupid locker? Just open it up. Like,
God. What's in the locker?
And it was a cat.
What's in the box?
Like, a cat jumps out and then runs away. And I was like, oh my God, this is... But, like, you barely had weapons.
I had the opposite experience with... See, I'm going to go...
With Silent Hill?
Not with Silent Hill, but
okay.
with Resident Evil.
Oh.
When I played by myself, Resident Evil, the one in the mansion, is that two?
It's one.
That's one.
Okay,
yeah.
Resident Evil 1. Scared the shit out of me. I was terrified. I could not play that game alone.
Yeah, should.
But then the complete opposite happened. A friend came over. I was like, oh my God, dude, I have this terrifying game. It's hella scary. And then we both started playing it, and we both were laughing at everything, and it was not scary at all.
I don't know. I
think the interaction of two people in a room together, depending, you know, especially, I guess it depends on your relationship a bit, but, you know, we joke around a lot. It's hard to get.
And you were
yourself,
talking out loud, and
yeah, we were talking
like
out loud. We were just like, "Oh, that looks stupid," or you know, just completely making fun of things. We were like, you know,
what if they did something
under teenagers?
With,
I'm
with
sure
the
it was
Kinect,
fart jokes and stuff.
With the Kinect, where if they hear voices in the room talking, they like ramp up the difficulty.
I don't know,
causing you to.
We could keep going about these if, and it could be done possibly,
balls.
But we've been in video games. Video games have been around for years, and these games have not happened yet.
Because I think it's just the restrictions that the developer, we go with what we know how to do and what's going to be guaranteed to make money. Multiplayers, yeah.
What's the best horror game in recent history?
In recent history? Got to go to something on the PC.
That Outlast game was
yeah.
pretty good, didn't it?
I think.
Where it's just the camera phone?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you have is the
I think
the
that's going to be the best one, Outlast. And then they have Outlast 2 coming out, which is like a prequel.
No,
or it may be already
No
out.
Multiplayer?
No multiplayer.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, go figure. Now, what about, okay, let's think a little bit okay. before that. Biggest horror game before that. Terrifying.
Probably Resident Evil.
Which one? Don't say Raccoon City.
No. Wow.
Don't say the Africa one.
No, that wasn't scary.
All the great horror games that you look back and think upon, they're always single player. And,
that's true.
And it's not a coincidence.
Yes, it is. This is why. Well, no, I wouldn't say it's not
a. Naysay is like you.
I wouldn't say it's coincidence, but I would say it's done on purpose, not because they feel that's the best way you can get the scare. They feel and this is what I truly believe. I think they can't think of a way to get the scare with at least two people. They feel the same way as you. There's no way.
I think you can maybe
scare
you can induce a panic scare in people in a group. Like, let's see, Left 4 Dead wasn't a psychological thriller. It wasn't terrifying. But there were some pretty freaky situations. Like when you're all in the dark subway and you hear, oh, like you guys know that witch is around. Anticipation builds up and you're like, oh God, you know, we got to get this thing. And, you know, there's some element of fear between all you guys. But as far as like that deep, that's the kind of scary that'll like make you go, oh man, that was cool. But the kind of scary that fucks with your head, I don't think can be done multiple. Like,
cause well, what scary mess with your head like that
like,
in a video
like,
game?
Like in those games, like in Resident Evil, when you're reading those books, like there's some morbid side stories.
Oh, maybe because I didn't read any of the books.
No, you read.
You skim.
Yeah, I skimmed through all
that
stuff.
You read the books and some of the lore in the game are some of the scariest parts. And that's stuff that if I'm playing with you guys and we're going through a story together and I want to stop and read a book, like I would spend, you know, 20, 30 minutes because these books were long in these games.
Wow, you were...
Because they're good. Like, they're terrifying.
Well, see, then maybe it's instead of making it couch co-op, maybe specifically just online co-op. That
and
way
then it's
you
like,
have,
oh, David's in the library. He's been in the library of this damn mansion for 8 hours.
You have them separated.
These guys, it's awesome.
You're right. You have them separated. Because especially I think it's awesome if you cut communications. You guys have your voice chat going, and then you're talking about what you're doing. And then if you guys got separated, boom, cut all type of communications. You don't
so you
know.
Want like proximity voice.
Proximity voice would be awesome.
That would be awesome, actually.
I still don't know if it could be done.
It can be done, definitely. Also,
I mean, I know the technology.
Yeah,
exists.
Okay. That's what you're talking about. Somebody's going to. Yeah.
But I don't know if someone's going to bother developing it because I just think it. So many variables go in. It's so much more guaranteed, so much safer, so much
and
everything.
We're trying to break that though, right, in video games, because the safe way is
yeah but Titanfall. if they do it wrong, it's easy for us to say putting no financial risk into creating a game like this, but if they did put all their attempts into it and put this big budget and then the game comes out and people are screwing around the whole time, which is going to happen because
we'll go indie. Look at and this is the hugest example of, you know, breaking the mold is the Cyber Heist with their version of co-op. It's two totally different games. And if we get some of that type of creativity in the genres that we have now, not saying going two different totally different games with a horror game or something like that, but some, you know, something outside the box. You know, the Left 4 Dead thing, it seemed like their big thing was separation. You had co-op, you had a massive arsenal, everybody was, you know, shooting stuff, but they had things to separate people. They had the liquor guy that would just, you know,
yank you out of,
you know, any situation. And I remember seeing that for the first time, a partner of mine just get ripped through a door and I didn't know where he went. He just went into the darkness and I'm like, crap, he's dead. Screw that. Like, that's my gut reaction. You're dead. I'm not going after you. I have to worry about the other three. That's what I have to, or the other two. But you can do stuff like that. And I'm not even talking about co-op, like Unity.
Didn't we ask Matt Gilgenbach about multiplayer?
In
a horror genre.
Do you remember what his...
Do you?
No.
You want me to pull up the clip?
If you have the clip, please tell me you have that clip ready. That would be amazing.
Actually, Aaron, I do have that clip, and it's right here.
Proof in the pudding, sir.
Because you think that's... Do you think even multiplayer has any terrible space in a
young Aaron
horror game?
I know.
I think it's very difficult, and I'm certainly not going to say that multiplayer has no place in horror, but I think it does sort of remove some of the vulnerability.
Vulnerable.
Which, at least in sort of designing Neverending Nightmares, I've sort of keyed in on that aspect of horror, is you have to have a vulnerable character. Otherwise, amen, the threats don't seem very horrific. Otherwise, you can't get scared if you're this superhuman guy with muscles on top of muscles who can, like, punch heads off zombies.
Not vulnerable,
right? They're not a big threat.
The other person's vulnerable.
And again,
so then there's that dependence.
If
you
have, you
can make
you know,
them both vulnerable.
Your teammates who can, you know, help you out if you're in trouble, I think it's more difficult to be horrifying, which isn't to say that someone couldn't do a good horror game, but at least for us on Neverending Nightmares, we want to nail the single player experience.
Well, thanks for clearing that up, Matt.
Matt Gilgenbach, everybody. No. Stopping by the program.
That said nothing.
What do you mean it said nothing?
That spoke nothing to...
I think what it kind of... He used the keyword horrifying to make a game horrifying. I think there's a difference, maybe a little bit of a difference between making a game that's scary or that can shock you, a shocking game, than a game that's going to horrify you.
You can do that because it's just, all it is it's the separation. So even to go as far as, and like I said, we could take it out of the couch co-op and just strictly online co-op. That's the only way you're going to get this because that's the only way you're going to get that type of scary. You're at your house, your lights are off, you got the surround sound going, you're seeing images that I don't see. They're scaring you ways that they're not scaring me. And you know what's going to...
Just knowing you're there, I'll still never be as terrified as I would be if I was alone.
And then think about this. We got the Kinect 2 out there, version 2. It's monitoring your heart rate. It's monitoring, you know, your social security card and all that type of stuff. So it can tell when you're
told
probably...
me I had too much cholesterol.
It can probably tell when you're, you know, when you're whatever, your vitals are elevated or something because you're in a scared situation, right? So think about it cuts off sound from both of us. I can't hear you. And all of a sudden, something comes on the screen to scare you. The Kinect senses that. It throws your little reaction quickly in my ear. So I know you're in trouble or something, but then it cuts you right back off. That's horror right there because I don't know what's happening to you. And I think the scariest thing in the world, scarier than monsters, spiders, whatever your fears are, is the fear of the unknown. Because you create whatever monster that is. So when I don't know what's happening to my partner over there, who we're supposed to be playing, and we're separated in the world, and I'm in this black room that's just dark, and all of a sudden, you know, I hear, crap! And then cuts off, because then they just cut off, you know.
It cut off!
Then all of a sudden I'm like, what the hell just got him? Like, that's the Batman syndrome.
You're with your gun.
Yeah, you start shooting around in the dark.
He's gonna...
All of a sudden, Batman swoops down, he grabs you, and then boom. And then you're one of the henchmen.
Where'd he go?
And then you're running around. So I think it can be done. I think it's just done. whenever you have a proven, I don't know, technique in a video game that makes money, they definitely don't want to go so far out the box that they'll even experiment with that type of stuff. And I think once we do that with these type of genres, and that's why I say input co-op in like everything, leaps and bounds will be made with video games. Leaps and bounds.
I don't know.
You know what? I'm imagining like a game where you have the two characters, but one of them sees stuff the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
So like you have the other character, whatever, he can see ghosts. So, and the other person can't, but... And they're going through this game. So one person sees certain images that the other one can't. That would be scary.
You're working together, but in a way it feels kind of like you're that single player. Yep. So you're kind of getting the best of both worlds.
It's two different.
And you guys should develop this game. And
I would love to.
If I had the skills.
I would love to.
Because it has to be done before. I'm not going to be a believer. I'm not jumping on this hype train.
Like that's just seems. And I held out hope for, what was it? Fear, I think. Fear 3. Because they were adding co-op or whatever.
I think
that was
another game too that just started getting even. It started as an action-based game. Then it just got ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was a horror.
It was kind of a horror shooter. Yeah.
Yeah. It was still, the first one was still pretty scary. Single player, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. First one, single player.
I remember that was a PC one I played. And that main character girl was creepy. And it was scary. Yeah. But then it started just getting ridiculous and turning.
And then by the end, they
had
a horror
shooter.
You were like a super being, weren't you? Yeah. Like superpowers.
I think they
did that. But yeah. Gondo, nothing to chime in on this one?
I don't really play horror games.
Oh.
So that kind of...
He's like, they're just scary.
Wow, that's terrible. That's terrible. Next genre we have is adventure. This is like the easiest one, except for number two on that one. Real-time 3D adventures. I guess that's like Zelda, Legend of Zelda, would you say?
Fable, maybe?
Fable.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with
Fable did co-op.
Fable is a game that kind of disproves... this argument. I mean, adventure games, I agree, can be very, very fun with a multiplayer. But Fable 2 was dookie garbage.
That's Peter Molyneux's fault.
Fable 3 was also pretty
Peter Molyneux's fault.
Dookie. And then this new one, there's no Peter Molyneux, and it was not very fun.
His essence is false.
His essence still just haunts Lionhead Studios.
It walks the halls. I can tell when we played it at E3, all of them sounded like Peter Molyneux, like all of them.
There's no dogs and trees in this game, guys.
I think Skyrim, that series, tried to run before it walked.
The Elder Scrolls Online?
Elder Scrolls Online. Because I think if they would have just taken the recipe from Skyrim, taken next gen and then made it a two-player game. Don't even make it four. Just make it two. I think it could have been a phenomenal, like,
yeah,
I
amazing
think,
cream your pants game.
But this is where I think where they need to evolve in that, because you're thinking with that they'll be like, okay, we'll take that idea and we like it, so we'll throw Gondo in with you. But Gondo affects combat, and that's it. So you can go up and talk to somebody, some NPC, and, you know, piss him off because you just don't, you know.
I want him to be able to have his own adventure.
So then how does he have that in there?
No idea.
I thought of a way.
That's more like an MMO type thing than where you do your own.
Or make it two different campaigns in one world.
You know why? It's not. That's a good idea.
So I have my own.
And your
player. There's a player one campaign and a player two campaign, and then they overlap.
And I believe they've done that with something. I swear, I'm going to have to go and dig deep into my video game vault, because I could have swore there was a separate campaign for two players than there was for
open
just
world,
one.
Though?
Open world?
I mean, I want open world Skyrim style, where he can be in one city way across and I could be in mine.
Well,
the only thing hard about that, though, is, and this is where the logistics of it get crazy, because me and David just played 8 hours of Guacamelee.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a long-ass game.
Yeah.
And we had to schedule a time. You know, times, Dave, you want to come over tonight? Yeah, sure. And he'd come over and we'd play for hours at a time. If I'm going to be playing an MMO, or not MMO, sorry, an RPG on a huge scale with one person, without doing like the drop-in, drop-out bullcrap, I mean, it would take some scheduling. Like, you know, you'd have to like...
You'd have to live together.
You'd have to basically live together.
Play with your wife.
And then, like, if I want to play while he can't be there, then now I'm a few levels ahead.
It takes... Yeah, that's another thing is, yeah, it but you can have the world evolve around the players. I mean, we're playing to be entertained by it. It's not, you know, vice versa type of deal. You can have it to where the game's enemies scale to each individual player, like Borderlands.
Dead Rising did that.
I think the best way around that, too, is when you have to scale to the land. The land doesn't scale around you. I've always preferred that in a weird way. Like, if the people in this area are too badass, that means you can't go there yet.
No, because that limits you.
Yeah, and then also, what if you get to
that
level?
Kind of a little more realistic.
But for single player, okay. But for co-op type of thing, what if you get to that level and Gondo is a lower level, and you can go through that level, and you can just take him through there, and you're just blasting everything for him because you're already that level, and he's just sucking up the experience.
Borderlands.
That's Borderlands.
Yeah, exactly. So Dead Island is probably the better one. You both can go in that area. But it's going to be difficult
the
for both of you guys because
you,
they're scaled for you guys.
They scale for him. Separately.
What if we're both kicking the same guy?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it does percentage damage.
Yeah,
same percentage.
Damage. Yeah, didn't you play Dead Island?
I did, but I don't remember that being an issue
You felt like you were playing single player and just had other people with you. We all were different levels. And so it seemed tough, but it was tough for all of us because it scaled around us.
I remember playing.
I guess that's cool. I guess
when I got Javier to play with that game, and he was like just starting out, and I was like 50 something, and those things were whooping my ass. And he was like, "How are you going down? These things are easy." And I was like, "Because I'm higher level, they hit me, and my health is like gone."
We're on two different levels here, like literally two different levels here.
Get on my level,
and I like that. But and that's one thing with co-op games that I used to dislike, because I can play for a long time in this co-op game, get to a crazy high level, and then when my friend wants to get in, well, yeah, they start at one, and then I'm blasting through the whole game, and you know, they're just kind of standing around, not really enjoying the game like I did from the beginning, because they have this Fox character that blasts through everything for them,
that
which is
great.
Me. That's why I like the idea of scaling around each person. Another thing that I think they can do to up and actually enhance is group conversations.
What game did that? Was there a game recently that did group conversations?
I can't think of a group conversations.
Maybe it was like whoever got to the person first was able to do it and the other people had to watch.
What do you mean by group? Like any, yeah. Everybody has a choice to but say there wasn't something? Like,
everybody has a choice to say something.
But there I'm wasn't thinking, like a thing where like I'm talking to this guy and then all of a sudden there. Someone else like butts in and just like punches this guy in the face and I'm just like, okay, well that kind of ruined my whole diplomacy thing going on here.
Well, you'd be more picky about who you're talking or who you're playing co-op with then, wouldn't you?
Or Dungeons and Dragons.
Exactly. But yeah, I like the fact that, I mean, I like the idea where you can have two people come up and there's, you know, a person there and you need information from them. And you guys are both putting your input in there. You guys have your own separate personalities. Why wouldn't that show through in your game?
It would be also interesting to see the different dialogues that everybody would have too, like different options.
And see, I think that is really where developers would have to step up their game and create thousands of lines of dialogue because it's so random. You don't know where it's going to go. And how is a person like Gondo can go up and he could be all aggressive and be like, where's the money and all that type of stuff. And I could be like, you know, I'm just trying to feed my family here, dude. That's all I want. How's that guy going to react? He might be like, well, hey, your boy over here is acting kind of crappy.
Then so, you can calm him down.
Like, it's more immersive. I know, right?
Maybe, like, going back to my million-dollar idea of the show, of the two-player Skyrim, and there being a player one and a player two, each player would have different dialogue options for the different NPCs. So maybe... Yeah. At different points, it would be more beneficial for this guy to talk to them as opposed to you and trying to figure that
out. And you
can
collectively, as a group, while you're approaching this said NPC, you know, decide that. Be like, oh, yeah, you're famed in Mordor or whatever, and this guy's from Mordor, so why don't you, you know, sweet talk him? I'll step back for a little and let you handle that one.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's a way that I've never seen in the game so far, I guess.
Or he's a lizard person and you're a lizard person.
Oh, that's that as well. Yes, there you go.
It's basically turning into Dungeons and Dragons is what it is.
But why haven't? Dungeons and Dragons is like the godfather of all freaking, you know, rule sets for all these games. Why haven't they done that? Like when they came out with freaking Fable, this latest one, I was like, how long is it going to take? Or how long did it take for them to actually take the Dungeons and Dragons type of setup where you have a dungeon master and put it into a video game? That makes no sense to me. But yes, co-op was definitely perfect for that type of situation there. Text-based adventures, that's a little difficult there to do co-op
you can't
in.
Convince anyone for that.
You can do co-op in that.
Just give up.
Wait, what are you talking about, like...
Each person
Oregon
press
Trail?
A key.
Oh.
No, have you ever played a text adventure? There's one in Call of Duty.
Zorg?
Yeah, Zorg or whatever, yeah. Which I tried playing that game like 3 times and it's just terrible. What else we got? Graphic adventure novels. Yeah, that's not, you can't really read a book with multiple people. Role playing games.
You can read
exactly.
It aloud.
Role playing games. Japanese role playing games, you know,
typically
sandbox.
Single player, right? Unless they go MMO.
Yeah, they are typically single player. There was Final Fantasy IX? Which one was with the monkey boy?
Nine.
So Final Fantasy IX actually had co-op in it.
Did it?
Yep. Little known fact. All you have to do is set it in the options, and player two will take control of two of your characters in your 4-man party.
Really?
Yes.
Have that game. It's
still
awesome.
Turn-based combat?
Still turn-based combat. It's just he'll take his turns, you'll take your turns, monsters take their turns. It's one turn-based combat.
It's like playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Okay.
It was pretty cool because you guys, you know how there was double moves that you had to like sync to do that. You have to talk to your partner and be like, hey, I'm going to do this move. You do that move and we'll sync up together and do the,
that's,
you know.
That's kind of sweet.
Those are all, MMOs can be done. I don't know what the hell a rogue RPG is.
Is it like a stealth kind of
I'm
playing a rogue
guessing
character?
So. Simulations.
I
guess. You're a rogue. Simulations, life simulations, vehicle simulations. You can do co-op in that one. If you live together, you can play together.
I think the thing is, with all these things, yeah, you could, emphasis on the could, make anything a multiplayer. But that doesn't mean you should.
Yes.
And sometimes I just don't want to talk
that's
to you.
That's not yes people. As I'm agreeing with
sometimes
you. I'm saying
I'm just
yes,
tired
you should.
Of everybody. Sometimes I just want to go, turn on the game, not even broadcast that I'm playing the game, like Xbox likes to do.
But
just,
you can.
And
like, why can't you have...
Game.
You
and
said,
turn off your...
In
put
the
invite
beginning,
only.
Thank you. In the beginning, you said got people it. Like options.
People do like options, and that's what I'm saying.
I want
you,
that
just
option.
Just because you should, or just because you could, doesn't mean you always have to. And sometimes...
It should be just like... Everybody. We started...
Name a game that
we started. We started with a game... That had co-op, or not co-op, even just multiplayer in it.
A game
game that would be worse with co-op? Solitaire.
It's not even...
I would not want to play Mass Effect with someone.
Really?
What? I was just going to go KOTOR.
Thanks for Gondo being on the show. It was the last time you'll ever be on the show. That was crazy apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You have three people in your group.
Yeah, see, we left the show. The show's going to go unresolved.
I command their skills, like, specifically to each unit.
They are the worst NPCs, like, characters to use.
Well, be good that we ended on a cliffhanger.
All right. Anyway, this is, I guess, an unresolved show. Thank you for listening. For Steven, Gondo, and Corey, I'm Aaron. See you next week.
Let me bang, man.
I do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang again.
I let you bang.
Let me bang again.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.